Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
High praise for Carson Wentz yesterday at Doug Peterson's press conference. Carson Wentz is in his fourth season. He's had many games. His second season, he had a lot of great ones, in particular on the way to that Super Bowl run. Of course, Carson got hurt that year. But Doug Peterson said Monday night's win against the Giants was the best game Carson has played. I got the voice of the Eagles, Merrill Reese, who called that game Monday night. Merrill, what was your reaction to Doug's praise of Carson yesterday?
Well, that is high praise, and it's good to hear because as a coach, you are looking at every frame of film, and I'm sure he was talking about the fact that Carson Wentz played the best half he has ever played because the first half, nothing much happened. That was positive, but in the second half, Carson Wentz really picked this team up. He carried this team. There were a lot of contributors, a lot of unlikely heroes, but I think that Carson Wentz really carried this team. He made everything happen. You could see the spark. The passes were accurate. His movement was great. So as a coach, Doug is looking for a lot of different things, but he gives Carson the highest grades for that, and it's a very good sign for this football team that Carson reached that point, and now the thing is to sustain it, to do it, pick it up again, and not have to pick them up from behind against the Washington Redskins. Start out in quarter number one and then build from there.
Correct. Carry over from Monday night. Merrill, in terms of that half then, I'll follow up with this. Did you think that was the best game in terms of that half that Carson Wentz has played?
Well, I haven't seen him play a better one, really. I mean, it's tough to go back over each of his starts throughout the first 4 years, but I haven't seen him play better in his body movement, in his accuracy, in the entire total game than he did in taking this team from two touchdowns behind to an overtime win.
And Mike was mentioning it during the broadcast, how the Eagles in the second half started to go more tempo. They were running plays in much quicker fashion in terms of from one play to another. Do you think that they need to continue that going forward over these next three games to win the division?
Well, I think they have to play well. They're not going to. I think there are going to be elements of it. Somebody asked Doug, has he thought about starting a game in a no-huddle offense? And he said, yeah, they consider it, but you want to get certain things started and set before you go to it. It's not something that you use on every single snap. So I think we will see elements of it. I think there will be stretches, but at the same time, I don't think it's something you're going to see on every play.
NFL Network reported yesterday that Alshon Jeffrey's foot injury, while the complete specifics of the foot and what's wrong with it aren't known, there are still more things to learn, that he's done for the season. And that's obviously, regardless of how you think Alshon has played this year, that is obviously a significant loss. How do you think that will affect Carson and the offense going forward? If Nelson Agholor doesn't play Sunday against the Redskins, Merrill, and yesterday Doug said that Nelson's status is still up in the air, the Eagles wide receivers on Sunday could be J.J. Arcega-Whiteside, Greg Ward, and then I guess if you want to make Josh Perkins, who's really a tight end, he could be a wide receiver too. I mean, Carson's playing with a lot of backups and former practice squad guys.
Well, that happens. It's happened last year with the whole secondary, where they were bringing in guys off the street who hadn't even been on rosters to try to fill in those spots. This team has been hurt in that their injuries have occurred at one department. I mean, they've been wiped out in the secondary earlier in the season, and now it's the wide receiver department. Now, I'm sure that this week they will activate somebody from the practice squad. There are a couple of wide receivers on that practice squad, so I don't think they will go into this game with just three wide receivers.
Moving to the running backs, Merrill, Jordan Howard, who knows when he's going to come back? You know, hopefully for the Eagles' case, it's soon. If he does come back, though, they got to still use Boston Scott, even if Jordan Howard's back with Miles Sanders. I mean, Boston Scott, while Carson obviously led the Eagles to victory, and that was the best game we've seen him play in a very long time, or maybe ever, Boston Scott is the one that sparked that thing on Monday night.
Well, he was the spark plug. He was the X factor who came in when Miles Sanders went out. Of course, Miles Sanders is a very good football player, and certainly they're thrilled with what he has brought to them this year as the second-round draft pick. But I'll tell you this, Boston Scott is a guy who has unique skills, and he will be the guy who assumes the role, I believe, that they've had over the last several years for Darren Sproles. He's that kind of back. He's physically built along the same lines. He's a little guy, but with great speed and great quickness. So Boston Scott is not somebody who is a flash in the pan. I think you're going to see him playing an increasing role from here on in.
All right, Merrill, I got one more for you. The Eagles haven't faced the Redskins since week one, but who stood out to you in that opener from Washington?
Well, that would be Terry McLaurin, their rookie wide receiver. He was outstanding, the kid from Ohio State. He was always alone in the secondary, and the Eagles, if you'll remember, had to come from behind. So that's one guy. But they're missing a lot of pieces. They're missing Geis, who was their number one draft choice last year, their running back. So they've got they do not have a full roster either, and you're talking about a rookie quarterback that the Eagles will try to take advantage of.
Yeah, Dwayne Haskins. Yes, so that's definitely some new guys to prepare for and some ones that the Eagles are well aware of based on how they played week one. Well, Merrill, thank you for the time as always. The coordinators speak today. Looking forward to your thoughts and what they have to say tomorrow morning. Thanks for the time.
Thank you, Dave.
Voice of the Eagles, Merrill Reese.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.